tune in to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Join America's leading relationship expert, top holistic life coach, and best-selling author, Dr. D. Yvonne Young, along with a diverse team of regular commentators, experts, and celebrity guests. Be entertained while being informed on the issues that affect you most. Don't miss it. Dr. D. Yvonne Young, providing you the tools you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life.
There was a show that I've been asked to do just over and over, and this program has a great deal to do with manifesting potential and manifesting resources and manifesting money. The issue that many of us have is, how do I finally get past recycling my life, going around and around and around, only to find myself in the same place again? Tonight, we're going to talk about everything that you can and the things you should not do to avoid getting stuck in such a trap. Belief is what creates everything in this universe. If when you look in your life and you stop and think, what is it that I believe? What is it that I find myself doing to myself over and over and over again? We will find that a lot of what we're attracting isn't anything new. As a matter of fact, it is very much so the same old thing over and over and over again. If you're like most people, and you probably are, you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Last week when we discussed this subject, I had several emails and letters come to me, and people were asking, Doc, would you this time help us get a little closer to reaching our final destination? So that's exactly what we're going to do, is get right into this conversation and right into this topic, because it is very important. I know what it is like to, on a routine basis, find yourself waking up as if you're in that movie Groundhog Day. If you haven't seen this movie, you need to see it. It is funny as heck. But what happens, and I think it's Bill Murray that's in this movie, he finds himself on a just recycling basis waking up every morning to the point he can predict everything that is going to happen. Perhaps your life is in that exact same state. You wake up every morning, you find yourself asking the same questions, looking at the same people. Some of you even are licking the back of your hand, putting it next to your significant other's face to see if they're still breathing. And when you feel that cool air hit the hairs on the back of your wrist, you go, damn it. So let's get past all of that. In life, you will get the things that you deserve. The issue is, are you getting what you really deserve versus the stuff that karma has bought you? Ask yourself this question. Do the words realization, accomplishment, success, and happiness, when you hear those words, what do you think about? As a matter of fact, when I say the term wealth, prosperity, real authentic love, connectivity, being appreciated, belonging, are those things that connect and resonate with you? Or do you feel that those are things that have escaped you over and over again? If you feel that way, it's time to get that pen and paper out. And if you listen to part one of this program, the first thing that was brought to focus was, where are you right now? Any GPS you use, ask two questions. The first question is, what is your originating address? In other words, where are you? Where are you starting from? What is it in life that, what is consistent, or what are the constituents of your life right now? Who is in your life? What role do they play? How did they get there? I know for a fact the Starship Enterprise did not beam them in. More than likely, you had something to do with that person showing up on your horizon. Where do you live? Why do you live there? what is going on at the job? Are you happy? Are you getting up every morning, get frustrated as hell because you have to go to work? But do you look forward to the next day coming? Do you look forward to your day starting? In other words, let's stop thinking on the surface and asking ourselves these trivial questions that really we don't answer. There's this thing in neurolinguistics that we talk about in communication. And I want you guys to get the pen and paper out because we are going to go deeper tonight. Write down NLP, like Nancy, Larry, Paul. Do not write the names Nancy, Larry, Paul, but I mean NLP. After you write that down, write down these three terms and commit them to memory. Generalizations. That's right, generalization. The other one is distortion. The other word is deletion. I'm going to repeat that again. Generalization, distortion, and deletion. Now, peg that for a moment. The reason I'm having you focus on that is because I want you to revisit it later in our conversation. When we look at manifesting anything, the words that flow from your mouth create the reality that you're living. I'm going to say that again. The words that flow from your mouth create the reality that you are living. Why would I say such a thing? Because it's true. These things that we feel are happenstance, that we feel just popped out of nowhere and became constituent to us, did not. And I'm going to tell you, when you look at every aspect of your life, I don't care what it is, be it your job, the person that is or is not present in your life, your happiness, how you feel right now, if you are even happy right now, if you're pissed, if you're depressed, if you're frustrated, all of these things came from what constantly comes out of your mouth. Here's a hint. Prior to whatever comes out of your mouth, that material, that matter, and I'm referring to it as material because everything that you think is the source material of manifestation. Some of you have some very dysfunctional relationships, and we're going to cover everything tonight. We're going to talk about attracting people. We're going to talk about money. You know, the theme of this show is getting everything you deserve. Here's the catch. Some of the things that you're getting, you deserve, but it doggone sure is not what you want. No one wanted to have a jacked-up relationship. Nobody wants to have bad health. Nobody wants to feel taken for granted. Nobody wants to feel lonely. Nobody wants to feel a sense of abandonment. Nobody wants to feel frustrated. Nobody wants to wake up every day pissed off about whoever and whatever. However, I am here to tell you every bit of that is the result of what you think. Truth is, you are getting everything you deserve. The problem is, have you perfected your thinking to the point that what you're getting is not the negative crap you deserve, but the good stuff? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Going back to the NLP thing, I mentioned these terms, generalizations and deletions and distortions. Well, you can look that up on your own. I don't want to kill a lot of showtime with it. Plus, if you learn this for yourself, not Dr. D isn't the source of your power. You become the source of your power. Being honest, that is what I want for you. I want you to be the person that's in control of your life. With that stated, the reason why I picked those terms is because often when we talk to ourselves, we do not define what it is that we want. If you cannot accurately define what you want, how in the hell do you think you are going to wind up with something other than happenstance, right? Now, let's talk about something. Synchronicity. They are patterns that repeat in time. The word synchronicity itself references the gears or the wheels of time. The actual concept of synchronicity cannot be scientifically proven, but I am going to tell you it is key and it does exist. For many of us, we could not prove to you, or you probably can't prove to yourself, how your cell phone works. However, the minute you power that bad boy up, if you paid the bill, doesn't it work? In other words, there are things that if you do your part, the manifestation associated with these things will come to pass. The concept of synchronicity is something I want us to talk about, and a lot of people link that to metaphysics or even quantum physics. However, here's the connection, and here's how I want you to see this. Everything in your life is part of synchronicity. People, places, the events, these things that you have attracted to you, and yes, you have attracted it to you. That's why I was wanting to just take this show and make it be about you perfecting your next move. You're going to get what you deserve. The problem is, don't you deserve some good stuff for a change? Don't you really deserve to be happy? Don't you deserve to not operate in a consistent state of lack? Always seeing the same mess, the same people over and over again. Well, tonight we're going to start doing some correcting, and we're going to do that right away. After you write down NLP, generalizations, distortions, and deletions, I want you to do an exercise and start this exercise the minute the show is over with tonight. I want you to get a tablet or a few sheets of paper. I prefer you get a tablet so you can at least keep up with it, or put some loose leaf paper in a binder. Every hour that goes by, and if you're one of my clients, you're going, yeah, Dr. D, we did that. Well, we're going to give some of that paid advice out for free this evening. I want you to do a mental mind map. Here's how you do it. Every hour, I want you to write down what you thought about. And if it's really some pressing stuff, write it down. I mean, right then. You don't even need to wait till the end of an hour, but start tracking every hour what you think about. What you're going to do is do this till, if you're on the West Coast, you'll do it till 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. If you're in Central Standard Time, you will do it until 8:30. If you're in Eastern Time, you will do it until 9:30. And if you're somewhere else in the world, just, you already know, mark 24 hours from right now. Now, here's what the first thing I want you to be aware of. Most of you are not getting what you deserve, and yes, I'm talking to you, the you that's sitting there right now going, I haven't done anything to anybody. Why does this stuff keep happening to me? Why is it when I think I have finally gotten rid of somebody, now I want that fool back? You do not want that fool back. You don't have a life. You are lonely. Why are you texting someone the equivalent of a miniature book or a sonnet on your phone that you have not had a relationship with, or you've been separated from, divorced from for 2 years, but you find the time at least 4 to 5 times a week to be pissed off in writing them about how you are sitting in the house miserable because they have left your life, or you are finding a pity party committee, some other dysfunctional people that are humoring you while you do this nefarious stuff. Shouldn't it dawn on you by now that you are attracting exactly what you're putting out? If you are stuck in a rut and you look back at your life, you see that you have texted your ex 3-5 times in a week some negative, crazy message. You're looking through pictures. You're looking through the phone. Every time they get some mail, here you go saying this fool hasn't changed the address. Throw the damn mail away. As a matter of fact, there are times, and you can do this even with your thoughts, you can have that stuff sent to a different address. Here's what I mean. When you have a stupid thought, catch yourself before it amplifies, and more than likely, you will not be depressed from that thought anymore. I understand that it takes time to do this, but you've got to do it. Picture this. some of you are not really getting what I'm going with. So I'm going to give you an example. Pay attention to this. Picture a car that is on a slight hill. You see this car. Well, you're either standing on the side of the car or you're, like, within 5 feet of the car. You see this car get ready to start rolling down the hill. You just see it move, and you have the peace of mind to just either run in there and get in the car and hit the brake, the parking brake. You know to put a brick in front of the tire, or you stop the car while you tell your friend to get in and put it in park, whatever you do. Isn't it easier for you to stop that car from rolling down this hill when no momentum is there? In other words, the car just moved a little bit, and you can tell, oh, boy, I forgot to put it in park or whatever. Isn't it easy before momentum gets started to stop something? Of course it is. That's how your mind works. As you find yourself doing some stinking thinking, check it right away. Don't let it build up. Don't stop and think that it's going to work out, that if you just think about this a little more and just get it out. That is foolishness. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Moreover, picture this. Let's say that that car started rolling and it rolled maybe a foot. It would still be harder to stop it, but you could stop it, right? Would you try to stop that car after it got about 15 feet of momentum behind it and it was rolling at the bottom of the hill? Unless you are crazy, if you actually think you could, call me. We really need to have a long talk. However, for the rest of you, you know you could not stop that car once the momentum is built. If anything, it's going to turn you into a pancake. And that's exactly how your mind works. As you let these things build momentum, it will pancake your life, and the synchronicity that you're in at that point is not in tune. It is not harmonious. If anything, you are in sync with an accident that is about to happen. As we begin to explore some of this, I want you to think about your last few life lessons, and we're going to apply them to where you are right now. If you are in a good place right now, think of the things that got you there. For some of you, you're graduating from college this semester, and I want to tell you, hey, congratulations, or you're getting your certification, or you're getting license for something. Remember when that process started, you thought about it. You thought about, you know, I am tired of not making what I deserve. I am tired of working for this jerk that I work for. I am tired of being broke. So you got off your butt. You visualized. The first thing you did was you visualized yourself doing exactly what you're about to do, and that's graduate. That's have that license. That's be able to do hair. You visualized yourself relocating from that little small town into whatever city, New York, Atlanta, L.A. You visualized yourself opening up an opportunity for you to do better. So that's step two. After you assess where you really are, visualize yourself being where you want to be. Catch. Visualization isn't the end, it's the beginning. When you visualize it, we're going to bring this thing and bring texture to it. Write down what the words that you hear people saying, the types of conversations you hear. In other words, if you're visualizing yourself, and let's apply this to a relationship. Some of you are listening to this right now because you are sick and tired of being in a relationship with that damn fool. Well, guess what? Like attracts like. Now, I didn't call you a damn fool, but, you know, if the shoe fits. Visualize this. In a good relationship, what comments do you want to hear? Do you want to hear, how was your day? Wouldn't you hear that in a good relationship? Of course you would. Wouldn't you hear pleasant conversations? Wouldn't you hear someone saying, let me help you with that? Wouldn't you hear the word thank you? Wouldn't you hear someone saying, come here, baby? I mean, wouldn't you hear those things? Of course you would. Now, what's going on in your life right now? Ask yourself, how far am I from what I want to what I'm dealing with every day. That's the first part, hearing it. What does it sound like to be successful? What is living and operating in that which you seek sound like? What words do you hear? Who do you hear these words from? What type of people? What type of commentary are you getting from the voices that are associated with your vision? Using an example, let's say you are changing careers. Do you hear your new supervisor getting on your nerves and saying something stupid, or do you hear him recognizing your abilities and your contribution? What do you hear? Next thing, what does it physically make you feel like? So, step two, what do you feel? When you feel yourself, and I'm going to apply this just to something simple like getting something small. We're not even talking new cars. We're talking a television set. We're talking, we're just talking some earbuds or whatever it is, that just something small, an attainable goal. What does it make you feel like? For some of you, it's just going out and having a meal that does not come in a paper sack. What does that feel like? What do you smell? What does it feel like to have the waiter come by and say, may I help you? What does it feel like to look across the table at the person you care about? Or even if you're single and you're alone, what does the peace of that feel like? What does the cool water or beverage of your choice going down your throat taste like? What does that piece of chocolate mousse cake or whatever it is, please don't be eating no chitlins or nothing because that's just nasty, but what does it feel like to enjoy your life, being just with you? What does it feel like having that new person that you've been praying for, that you've been attracting through meditation? What do they sound like? What do they feel like? Now, let's go to number three. What do you see? That's right. So we've written down what you first saw, what you heard, but what do you see in the environment, the periphery? Do you see flowers? Do you see trees? Do you see yourself riding in the car listening to music? Do you see yourself cuddled up? What do you see? Make it three-dimensional. Now, now you're asking, Doc, what in the hell does this have to do with getting everything I deserve? It's real simple. Thoughts become things. The environment that you are in right now, and we're going to do this when we come back from the break, but a lot of what you are looking for is already present in your life, and you're sleeping it. The very circumstances that you feel are delaying you from moving forward are part of your preparation toward forward movement. The time that you have where you've said, I need to borrow some money. I need a new vehicle. I need clothes. I need more resources. My challenge to you is, what are you doing with the clothes you already have? Are they pressed and are they laundered? Or are you just throwing them on that pile of clothes again and getting them to put them on? What about this? How is your presentation? Do you think that God is so stupid he would allow what you are seeking to come forth while you are ill-attired and not well-groomed? Do you think this person that you've been praying for, this mate, is going to show up when you have not learned to be patient with other people, when you don't have compassion? In other words, where you are right now is where you are supposed to be. The blockage that you're feeling, that you're experiencing, the empty places, how are you dealing with that? Are you now becoming angered like a scorched cat with the hump in your back, and it's not even Halloween? Are you being the Wicked Witch of the East? What are you doing with the lesson that is before you? As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you some comfort. Everything, you're getting everything you deserve. right now. You really are. Question is, what are you doing with what you've been getting? Have you taken the time to stop blaming everyone but yourself? Have you taken responsibility, looked at your life, and said, you know what, I am a jerk. I am a jerkette. I just made that word up. However, have you looked at yourself? Have you gotten in the mirror and said, I do need to lose about 40 pounds. For some of you, it may be 140 pounds. And I'm not knocking weight, because the worst weight that you can lose is emotional weight, and it is far more burdening than physical weight, or the weight of ignorance, or the weight of prejudice, or the weight of a grudge, or the weight of angry, or the weight of frustration. How are you handling what's going on around you right now? Day in and day out. There are people that you work with that get on your last doggone nerve, and you know it. I agree. I admit that woman is crazy, that guy's an idiot that you work for. More than likely, you probably should be in that position. Here's the question. They are in your life for a reason. What are you doing with their presence? Are you learning to be patient? Are you learning to be observant? Are you learning to become more aware and more sensitive about why these people that you feel are stumbling blocks in your life, when in fact these people are really your stepping stones? They are the training ground for your future. Here's proof. If you cannot handle the dummy you work with, how will you handle a genius that doesn't like you? If you can't handle this dummy that doesn't like you, if you can't handle the frustration of not being promoted rather than realize, well, really, have I positioned myself? Is my time at this job been spent, and I should have been gone a long time ago? Have you taken the time to look at the person that is in your life, this significant other that you are so sick and tired of? Have you examined, maybe until I treat this person right, God is not going to allow the real, you know, I always hear women say they want their Boaz. Well, sister, you want Boaz, but what has your ass been doing lately? You got broke ass. You got don't have time for your ass. You've got he doesn't even know or like your ass. You've got all these different versions of Boaz that are present. However, you won't let them go because you cannot handle being by yourself. Until you can become one with yourself, how could someone else do it? Two broken people getting together is just that, two broken people getting together. Well, we're getting ready to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get into some really, really deep questions about what the universe has for us. Isn't it time that you stop settling for less than you deserve? Isn't it time that you take more than 5 minutes, that you take more than a minute, that you take more than just a little bit of, what's the word I want to use for this one, where you've been sitting there holding on to so much, to so much that you really don't deserve? I want you to know this. God is always there, and so is your blessing. I warn you, never will you receive what God has for you as long as you continue to hold on to what you've given yourself. I want you to know something. Your blessing is already here, and to prove it, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to play a song by a good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson, and I want you to know, when we come back, we're going to prove to you that your blessing is already here. But for now, Brian Courtney Wilson. Take it away, Brian. Thank you.
watch and we wait, Lord, we anticipate the moment you choose to appear. We worship, we praise until there's no debate, and we recognize you're already here. Hallelujah, you're already here. Hallelujah, you're already here. Oh, God, we watch and we wait, Lord, we anticipate the moment you choose to appear. We worship, we praise until there's no debate, and we recognize you're already here. Hallelujah. You're already here. Hallelujah. You're already here. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're here. The bomb.
Now, getting back to this conversation, a lot of what you've been asking for, as a matter of fact, everything that you've been asking for is already present in your life. The reason that many times, and just too many doggone times, we, and I'm going to say we because I've been where you are. There have been so many days that I ask myself, God, okay, man, I'm praying. Are you listening to me? Do you hear me? Come on. I'm doing it all. I'm doing affirmations. I'm tithing. I'm going to church. I'm doing everything but clicking my heels 3 times and spinning around and buying a dog named Toto. I am doing everything that I can think of to bring manifestation to my life. And a brief flash of brilliance. Here's what I learned. First, I have to be in tune with that which I'm focusing on. The laws of attraction, and if you don't want to go there, we can go spiritual, and we can say the manifestation from the Holy Spirit. We can do this however you want to do it. It's all going to come back to the same thing, right? Out of abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks, right? The things that you say are the things that are in your heart. Well, the truth be told, God wants you to have desires of your heart. What you don't understand is whatever you talk about on a consistent basis, that's what your heart is filled with. Whatever you focus on a consistent basis, that is what your heart is filled with. So the desires of your heart are constantly, and I do mean constantly, being manifested in your life. The issue is your heart is full of. Whatever that is, that's what you're talking about, that's what you're focusing on, that's what you are giving your thought and your attention to. Now, check this out. You activate in the ethers and the invisible. It says call those things that are not as though they are, right? Everything that you've ever touched, that you've eaten, that you've seen started out in the unknown. I don't care if it was your dinner. Before you ate that piece of chicken, it was an egg. Before it was an egg, it was inside the chicken. You know, whatever piece of fruit you ate started out being a seed. Whatever it is, even the clothes on your back began as someone's thought. The farmer thought enough about what he wanted to grow that he finally got off his butt, went outside, and planted in fertile ground. Therefore, your dinner, if you are vegetarian or you just had some veggies, they were there. The fisherman had to get off his butt. He visualized himself catching a fish. He went out, baited a hook, and he waited patiently until something was on the line. Now, whatever it is you just got through eating, that catfish, whatever it is, it was someone's thought. You are activating through spiritual and cognitive vibration everything that it has manifested itself in your life. If you are sitting being apathetic, mad because your ex is pissing you off, it is because your butt is refusing to live in the present. And if you don't maximize the present, you will never have your future. As a matter of fact, your future will be filled with whatever you are presently doing. So if you just finished sending another one of them stupid long text messages to somebody, don't be surprised tomorrow when your day is yet screwed up. Don't be surprised that you're still lonely. Don't be surprised because instead of embracing your presence, you are embracing your stinking thinking, which more than likely is connected to your past. Now, here's the catch. Getting everything you deserve, the universe is very fair. Once enough energy has been gathered, and picture this, play like you have a bucket of water that you want to tilt over and pour something wonderful out. It's not going to tilt until it's filled. The question that I want you to ask yourself is, what are you filling your vessel with? Your vessel meaning your time, your mind, your circumstances. Are you filling it? I mean, here's the biggest thing. I have a lot of people that say, Doc, I want to become a millionaire. Okay, cool. Do you think you're going to just wake up one morning and find a big pile of cash next to your bed? Believe me. That is not typically how it works. And if it does work that way, you may want to get the hell out there because the dope man is looking for his money. But in real life, manifestations don't just tend to drop out the sky. And just because you keep, you got vision boards, you got pictures up, you can look at all the pictures you want. You can do all the vision boards you want. until you get off your butt, because faith without works is dead, you will not manifest a thing. Now, let's go back to what I was saying, your present circumstances. Take a look around you. Ask yourself, let's start with everything you don't like, because hate, anger, and frustration are good things when you don't wallow in them, but you use them for motivation. If you hate where you are, that's motivation to go somewhere else, right? If you don't like your circumstances, that's motivation to change them. It's real simple. The universe brings us our manifestations through the path of least resistance. But did you hear what I said? I said least. The word resistance is definitely part of the conversation. When you do push-ups, you are resisting gravity. Doesn't it make you stronger? When you run around the track, you are going against the laws of inertia. You are mobilizing muscle and bone in your breathing. Does that not have a good effect on your health? Of course it does. See, this is what's up with us and with you. The path of least resistance isn't what is easiest. But hear this. There are no limits to that end. The possibilities for you are infinite. What is easiest for you to allow is stinking thinking. As a matter of fact, it becomes habitual. You already anticipate this person you don't like getting on your nerves. The minute you see him coming, you're like, here this blank comes again. You look at the phone. Here comes that phone call. You know damn well, why do you have a cell phone in your child's name anyway? But anyway, the point is these negative associations block your manifestation until you convert them to something positive. In other words, this relationship you have with poverty is going to remain such until you start appreciating the small things that you have to work with. You may not have but a couple extra dollars. Don't go buy you another box of wine. Don't go buy no more weed. Child, wear your real hair. Don't go get that girl jacked your hair up last time. Wear your real hair for a minute. And if you don't have much, have you gotten so caught up into being something that you're not, you can't handle being who you are? That's the next thing. Are you in your current environment being the real you, or are you putting on a front? Are you attempting to vibrate at a different level, pretending to be something you're not? Because here's the rule. God is sending help your way. However, if you're pretending to be someone else, don't be surprised when you don't get your help. You acting as if you've got it going on when you don't. Why would somebody help someone that has it going on? But see, if you will be humble and look at where you are right now and be who you really are right now, many doors that are presently closed perhaps would open for you. See, the frequency to what you want basically gets shut down when you are anything other than who you really are. In order to manifest something, you must give it enough focus in the physical and in the spiritual. That's right. Some of you, especially some of you religious folk, you are just praying. I know more broke Christians than anybody else. As a matter of fact, I know more broke religious folk. I don't care what your religion is. And the sad part about it is God does not want you to be broke, because how can you say you are blessed and your behind needs $5? Duh. The next thing is a double-minded man or woman gets nothing from God. If you have a divided mentality where one minute you are an ass with everybody and the next minute you're talking about praise God and all of this, those two things don't go together. How can you be an ass talking about praise God? And yes, I know if you read my post, you hear me say things that bring God in the word, like words like that in the same sentence. But let's be honest with ourselves. Let's stop playing religion. Let's stop playing like we have it going on. Let's stop being double-minded. And if you want this $1 million, wouldn't do you think that God is going to give you a million when you can't even manage five or ten, when the minute that you see your way clear to some extra change, there you go again doing something strange. There you go. You want this man, a woman in your life, as the season evolves and it's time for you to work on yourself, your little horny butt cannot stand being alone with you. So what do? Tyrone is back on the phone. Next thing you know, I'm in your driveway. Come on now, sister, how are you going to get the man of your dreams when you keep bringing back the man of your nightmares? Gentlemen, how can you really love the new woman that you are praying for? You're lonely. You're listening to Merry Christmas, Baby, and it is almost May. Haven't you stopped to think that perhaps what God is teaching you, be kind to your ex-wife, maybe. Be kind to your stepchildren. Be kind. Forgive your friends. Why would God give you somebody to love when you can't love the very people that he sent there to groom you with? How do you expect your business to do well when you do not want to study how to run a business? Can't anybody tell you before you open up another fiasco? Well, okay, I'll stop saying fiasco. You open another venture. You go and borrow some more money from some fool that's stupid enough to give it to you. Now, you still are making the same mistakes you made before. Did you do a feasibility study? No. Did you see the last two people that put a restaurant in that space didn't make it? What the hell makes you think you're going to make it? And you don't even have the capitalization they did. At least they could get a sign with a light in the back of it. You don't even have a sign. You haven't gone to school. You haven't perfected something. And let me say this. People say, you know what? Most millionaires don't have a college degree. Okay, I will agree with that. However, I will quickly tell you the minute they get to be a millionaire, all the people they hire do. What does that tell you then? You have to learn to create value. And for those of you that want manifestation, I've got a question for you. You know, I said this thing about generalizations and distortions and deletions. Are you, when you talk, what is coming out of your mouth? What is the architectural framework surrounding your thoughts? You're getting everything you deserve. The question is, and I'm going to say it again, have you really taken the time to perfect your next move? All right, I'm going to give you a couple of little caveats. The first thing, what do you believe in? Belief is what you know to be true. I hear many people say, well, I know God gonna bless me. God ain't gonna do nothing for you. God gave you a brain. He gave you two legs and two arms, hands, eyes. Now, I'm not gonna say what is and is not working on your body, and some of you may have been born a little deformed where we can see it. Others are deformed in ways which we cannot. However, the question is, what are you doing with what you have to work with? Have you given detailed thought and consideration to, you know what you want, you know where you are, but are you admitting and utilizing what you have to work with, and have you acknowledged what you don't have? Are you, again, beginning a journey without first assessing its cost? Okay, that takes us right back then to what do you believe in? Well, I'm going to give you a shortcut I just promised you few minutes ago. The first thing you must believe in is love. I don't care what it is that you do, be it a relationship with a person, a business venture, or something that really matters to you. Do you love it? And I'm not saying, are you thinking that if I get a Bentley that it's going to change my life, or if I get this some new hair, if I get somebody to sleep with me this evening, is that going to? No, that is not love. See, what the issue is the thing that you're trying to do, does it nourish your spirit? Does it excite you? And if you were doing it, would you want to keep coming back for more of it? Next thing. Do you believe that you can have it? I know in one religious text, I think in the Bible, it says, anything that you ask for, believing. Now, you notice that the word was immediately implied right after you, anything you ask, you got to believe. In other words, do you know it to be true that what you are wanting to manifest is something that really is yours? Some of you right now are trying to manifest somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. That's not yours, you know? Just because you are looking at the fruits that they have, you look at this person and you say they are so well-dressed and they smell good and they are so well-groomed. But what about you? Even if you are attired just in an immaculate way, even if you are the most articulate of people, what is the essence of your character like? Again, you've got to believe in love, because, see, believing in love makes all of these previous non-negotiable things, they have to step aside when you are excited about being nourished by the ability you have to change the room, to change the community. Or when you're excited about what it is that you envision doing, other people will get excited with you. But if other people have to motivate you to get up and clean up the house, and for some of you that are listening, some of you guys, I did not realize I had so many freshmen and sophomore college students listening, and especially from Canada and from the UK. So I want to give you guys a shout-out, but I'm going to challenge you to something. If you can't keep your dorm room clean, why should you be blessed to get a new house? If the car you're driving, if where you live right now, you can't, and yeah, it may be your landlord's property, but if you can't keep the front yard clean, if you can't take care of that, why should you get any more? You cannot have a relationship that you don't even believe exists. If you have limiting beliefs about yourself, about what is possible, I warn you right now, for you to get everything that you deserve, you need to change those. You can't stop and start and stop and start and stop and start and expect to make progress. 3 steps forward, 4 steps back, 5 steps forward, 6 steps back. Do you get the picture? Embrace where you are right now. Let's stop and correct that which we are not doing right. Let's stop before we seek another relationship and become more understanding. And I know that person gets on your damn last nerve. That's why they were sent your way, because God was trying to get rid of that last bit of nerve you have. Trust me, one thing that I learned in going from a local to a national figure, you are going to go through seasons with people. You are going to fire employees. You're going to have to hire new people. I would never be able to move forward if I were hanging on to people God sent for one season. When the season's up, let folks go and wish them well. You don't have to be embittered. You don't have to fight. Matter of fact, I know when someone wants to fight with me, Jaylene Mack is a very good lawyer. She will kick your butt up and down. So fight with my attorney. I don't have time to be mad at you. To be honest with you, I am doing very well without or with anyone, because my destiny, just like your destiny, is not connected to any one person. I assure you, you will do well whether the people that you think you need tell you yes or no. And if they tell you no, you can't have the money, that means it wasn't supposed to come from them. Let me park right there, because I know a lot of you are looking for money. Let me give you a hint. Be thankful when God says no, because what he's teaching you is you aren't ready to handle it yet. I know for some of you, you're like, what do you mean I'm not ready to handle it? If I just had $5,000 or $10,000, man, I wouldn't have these bills. Okay, I get it. But have you stopped to learn the beauty of humility? Have you learned to be transparent? Have you learned to be honest and forthright? Ladies and gentlemen, you can sum all of that up into one word: integrity. You will not be given durable riches until you have integrity. Part of gaining integrity is realizing that money isn't the key to everything. As a matter of fact, it is a limitation for most things, because when you can put a price tag on it, it is not from God, it's not from the universe, and it's not for your greatest of good. Anything that you think that you want to buy will not change your life. I promise you, right now, I could give you a 10-carat diamond ring. I could give you a convertible Bentley. It would not change your life. If anything, you may be driving that car and get out of it trying to show off around people you should have stopped associating with a long time, and next thing, you got a big key mark going down the side of your vehicle, or even funnier, somebody follows you somewhere and jacks your butt because they thought you had some money. This position that you think you want to get promoted to, you haven't learned how to deal with the people that are idiots that don't like you. How are you going to swim amongst the sharks when you can't handle swimming amongst the minnows? You're getting the picture, right? So as you are in the season that you're in, as you are in the circumstances that are set before you at this very moment, reassess it. Get happy. Be excited about your life. Encourage yourself. You have to stop waiting on other people to believe in your dream, because they're not supposed to. You are confusing your witnesses with your supporters. The first person that needs to be fully in your corner is you. And how can that person be in your corner if you are over in the corner having a pity party? How can you be fully present when you are living in the past? In other words, practice getting rid of your stinking thinking. You remember I told you I want you to do a mind map. I want you to write down what it is that you think about every hour. And do this for the next 24 hours. After you complete that process, be very honest with yourself. Look back at it and see, all right, where is my mental and my emotional and spiritual capital really being deposited? Am I sitting up thinking about my ex-husband, my ex-wife? Am I really that obsessed on smoking some mo, whatever it is, a cigarette? Have I just gotten another damn glass of wine? How many people have I texted in the last hour? How many times have I found myself on the phone either listening to gossip or spreading some? How many times have I been obsessing over a few funky $100 that somebody owes me or a bill collector that's calling, when in fact what you could do is one of three things? You either can fix it or admit that you can't and ask God to show you why it's present. And if you take those steps, I promise you, you will move in another direction. And from what I can see, my producers are showing me that we are going to have to do probably a part three, but I think we're going to go beyond a part three. The show that comes up on Wednesday is really going to take you a step further in this journey. However, here's some housekeeping I need to do real quick. We have 3 days left, and the giveaway, well, it's thousands of dollars and stuff that you actually could benefit from, like free relationship coaching for you and the person you're in a relationship with right now. Or let's say you're single and you really are ready to meet that one special someone. Child, you cannot bring your trash to somebody else's party. Just picture yourself walking into someone else's party or reception, and here you come with your trash from your crib, right, and your dirty clothes. That is what we bring into the life. Who the hell wants that? Matter of fact, if someone showed up at your door, picture this now. You're single. You've been really preparing yourself to get in this great relationship, and this fool shows up on your door. They got their dirty drawers with them, and, you know, they work clothes, and they, you know, they bought all the dirty plates and cups, and not to mention the unfinished stuff, and then they want to talk to you for hours on end about the ex. Do you really want that? Of course you don't, so don't bring that crap to somebody. Well, if you can't afford the coaching, you could at least win it now. Going to be even better, we're going to do this Fix Our Life life class concept. We're going to do this in a Google Hangout. 10 lucky people are going to get this stuff for free. We're going to be up close and personal, one-on-one, face-to-face, looking at each other, and I'm going to answer everything that you were scared to ask anybody else. That is something that, man, you're talking about almost priceless. And for the, you introverts out there that don't want to talk to anybody, don't want nobody to know your business, you want to try to help yourself as much as you can before you go in and get an effective coach, hey, cool, we've even got something for you. You can win autographed copies of Break Up, Don't Break Down, Another Chance, Where Would You Be Without One, The Meditation, you'll get the MP3 of A Time to Chill, which if you do the exercises and listen to that, I promise you 75% of the crap that's been screwing your life up, it will be gone, gone, bye-bye, never to be seen again. And lastly, there's going to be a few gift cards. You know, that's $50, Master Visa gift card, and we're thankful for that. But that can at least get you out to dinner, out the house. You can take yourself to a movie and have dinner and even go buy you a new toothbrush. So all of this stuff being said will make your life better. So make sure you enter that contest and you enter it as soon as possible. You've got 3 days left, and you can win the things that you need. Now, I'm going to give you a couple more pointers, and then we're going to get out of here. So make sure you grab your pen. Ready? Here are the next two. Practice healing. And why am I saying practice? Because most people cannot heal themselves on their own. I know damn well I couldn't. Look, when my mom died, I wanted to literally get medieval with some folk. These people were caregivers, not even relatives. They changed my mom's will. I've been cheated on. I know how that feels. I know what it's like. But, hey, let me be honest. I haven't always been Mr. Bible Boy Billy myself. So I have definitely been a heartless, callous, self-centered asshole. Don't go shaking your head. You've been one, too, and you know it. I've been a person that's been judgmental and all of this. Heal your old wounds before you try to start that new business, before you try to start that new relationship. Don't be treating people that haven't done anything to you because your crazy behind hasn't let go of stuff from your past, all right? This could be an issue such as feeling abandoned, trapped, like you're not good enough. You know, I don't know what the hell any of that is about, but once you know what your issue is, take care of yourself. And remember this. When you felt hurt by other people, I guarantee doggone to you, you have hurt somebody yourself. And I know if you say that you haven't, I'm just going to call you, your ass is lying. You are a hypocrite. All of us are not perfect. If you've ever felt rejected in relationships or that someone just left you, stop and think about it. Maybe you were clinging on to them so much they felt more like you were a tick than a person. Okay, maybe some guy cheated on you. You did nothing wrong. This woman played you for a fool. You know, she was on more. You didn't see that episode. You are not the father. Whatever the hell it is. Accept your feelings. Be kind to yourself. There's plenty of room left in your life. Let that mess go. Here's the next couple of things I'm going to give you. Every day, I want you to get in the mirror and tell yourself, you know what, I love you. And this is going to be a great day. I do that every day. And I don't look all that good in the morning. Oh, there you go again. You don't either. But, you know, every day I look in the mirror in the morning and I tell myself, I love you. This is going to be a great day. And I am grateful. You know, you guys heard me talk about this. Last month, we're going to run a little over, so just bear with me. Last month, it wasn't last month, month before that. I told you guys I did this rebranding effort, and we had to just dismantle my website and my infrastructure. My income was so bad, I could not buy a mosquito, a scarf, right? Jacked up. But everything I appreciated the being, not having the resources. I appreciated that I was having I found things to appreciate, being honest. I know it's so funny. Mark Gamble is like this fantastic internet guy that did my website and revamped all of my e-commerce systems and what have you. Mark, I guess it was picking up on it. He was holding my hand through this thing. No, I am not gay. Quit tripping. He was holding my hand spiritually is what I mean. I have something wrong with y'all. But as he was holding my hand through this, he always said, well, okay, here's where we are now. So if you're going through something and your money's funny, you're in between jobs, you're trying to wait until you have enough money to afford getting in school, getting your coaching done, whatever, take whatever step you can, and if it ain't nothing but being on the internet surfing, looking, you will be surprised how when you really engage your day and you make it your priority to feel good, because ain't nobody else going to make you feel good. And I don't care how much weed you smoke, how much sex you have, you know, how much whatever it is you do to feel good. If you don't feel good from the inside out, feeling good from the outside in, what happens when that stuff on the outside ain't there? What happens when you don't have your liquor? What happens when you can't have sex? What happens when you can't go out and let me say this. Ladies, stop going to a damn club waiting for someone else to buy you something to drink. That's just trifling. I don't know where that came from, but if that fits you, the shoe, you wear it, all right? Now, here's the other thing. For those of you that are looking for love, and some of you looking for it in all the wrong damn places, before you get somebody in your life, because God, I'm going to tell you like this, Satan, I don't even really believe in Satan because I think the devil is as big as you make him. So for me, Satan is like the size of a fruit fly. But the truth is, quit waiting on someone to make you complete. Enjoy your life. I do this all the time. I love going to the movies by myself. I love enjoying a good meal by myself. If you can enjoy spending some time alone with you, guess what? Somebody else could probably tolerate being alone with you too. And lastly, but certainly not least, you're looking for a soulmate. You're looking for this really wonderful career. Live from your soul. Here's what that means. Just be real. That's right. Be your authentic self. If right now you don't quite have it together, have you ever stopped to think that maybe if you just be honest and tell somebody, you know what, I'm not rich right now. Maybe the two of you, because you've said that, could come up and create something that would be wonderful, something magnificent. Tell somebody. I swear, if you had to deal with me, I'm going to tell you right now, do not. I am not detail-oriented. If I'll have a letter in my pocket, and if it's the light bill, we screwed. Thank you, Jesus, for the internet and being able to pay with a credit card, because it'd be dark in my crib almost every other month. You know, stop and just be transparent about everything that you are not, just like you want people to love you for what you are, because when people can love you for everything that you aren't, that's when they really love you. Now, with all of that stuff said, lastly, go to deyvonneyoung.com. Make sure that you register, you sign up on the website. We're going to come back. We've got this banging show for you on Wednesday. You don't want to miss it. My producers are waving at me, telling me that I went over. Okay, well, I probably did. But I want you to know this. I did it all for you. I love you. Make this week your greatest. And more than anything else, if you can't love you, why in the hell should somebody else talk to you on Wednesday?